White, Lodi, California, May 6, 1908. Elder J. E. White, Edgefield, Tennessee. My dear son, Edson, I have just received and read your letter in regard to the proposed sanitarium for the colored people. For some time I have expected that something of this sort would come, for when I was so distressed in regard to the little rented building that was being used for a sanitarium when I was last in Nashville, a building was presented to me in the night season that answered to the description of this place recently found. When the matter was considered of turning the building now used for a publishing house into a sanitarium for the colored people, I thought that possibly that might do, but I could obtain no clear light concerning it. When the letters came describing the property that the brethren now have in mind, it seemed to me to correspond to the pattern of the building which I saw. I would advise our people to secure this property, and then encourage all to do their best to have it well equipped for the treatment of the colored people. If all will move conscientiously and practice self-denial, this enterprise can be carried on successfully. The colored people have not had the advantages that they should have had, and this has pained my heart. And yet, I could not encourage Elder Washburn to take hold of the work of erecting a new building, for I could not see where the funds for such a work were to come from. The plans regarding this place that you have written about seem sensible. I am glad the building can be secured at so reasonable a price. I quote from your letter. If a sanitarium was established at Nashville, one of the main features of it should be that of a training school in which the colored workers could come in and in a few weeks or months obtain such knowledge of common, simple treatments as would enable them to relieve the distress of their own people, which is so common everywhere in the South. Every schoolteacher, every Bible worker sent out by the Southern Missionary Society should understand the simple principles of proper diet and the methods of simple treatments. I agree with all you say regarding the treatment of the sick and the diet question. This work of training laborers has been presented to me as just the work that needs now to be done. The very best class of helpers, those who have intelligence, should be secured, that the colored people may now have the advantages of which they have been so long deprived. I trust this movement will be carried on without delay. I have no doubt but that means necessary can be secured. There is to be a far larger dependence upon God. The Savior is ever present to relieve suffering humanity. Let faith and works blend. The efficiency of the great healer will make the consecrated, faithful, and intelligent worker a power in the cause. In the instruction given to those who shall come in to receive a training, let theory be blended with faith in the mighty healer. And let there be given a genuine knowledge of Him who is the way, the truth, and the life. Ever give to God the glory for the work of healing that is done. The faith that will look to Christ as one who is able and willing to make His loving kindness known will bring blessing to the sick. Every simple, natural means used for the restoration to health without the use of drugs will be made a testimony to the power of the great healer. The reason why more decided victories are not gained in the work of ministering to the suffering is because the human agent feels competent to do the work, and therefore he leaves out of his work the great power that is essential in every case. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. James 5, verse 15. After you have given the treatment, you have a right to ask Jesus to impart healing power. You have a right to claim the promise. When treatments are given to the sick, let prayers be offered that God will make the efforts successful. We need far more humility, more living faith in the Lord Jesus. I am so thankful to our Heavenly Father for the plain and positive declarations in His Word concerning the Sabbath. The Sabbath commandment is to be repeated over and over again. Let us not be foolish in our experience, But let us seek to bring others to see the truth as we see it and to have a deep religious experience. This we cannot do unless we have a deep knowledge of God for ourselves. There must be a drawing together on the part of the workers. The promise is, where two or three are agreed as touching anything, it shall be done. See Matthew 18, verse 19-20. How many there are who ask the question, Am I my brother's keeper? Said the angel, Yea, thou art thy brother's keeper. To every professing Christian, the words are spoken. Suffer not thy brother to be left unwarned. Cherish a spirit of kindness and love toward the erring. When a man commits a wrong, it is often because spiritual blindness is upon him. He is deceived and deluded. Treat him not as an enemy. The Lord has bought him with a price. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. The soul who accepts the sacrifice of Christ in his behalf is pledged to have a special care for his brother who is erring. I have been shown that among those who accept present truth, there are many whose dispositions and characters need converting. Everyone who claims to be a Christian should examine himself and see if he is as kind and considerate of his fellow beings as he desires his fellow beings to be of him. When this is done, there will be a showing that is after the divine similitude. The Lord is honored by our acts of mercy, by the exercise of thoughtful consideration for the unfortunate and distressed. The widow and the fatherless need more than our charity. They need sympathy and watch care and a helping hand to place them where they can learn to help themselves. All deeds done for those who need help are done to Christ. In our study to know how to help the unfortunate, we should study the way in which Christ worked. He did not refuse to work for those who made mistakes. His works of mercy were done for every class, the righteous and the unrighteous. For all alike, he healed disease and gave lessons of instruction. Those who claim to believe in Christ are to represent Christ in deeds of kindness and mercy. Such will never know until the day of judgment what good they have done in seeking to follow the example of the Savior. In heaven, a book is written. For those who interest themselves in the needs of their fellow beings, a book whose record will be revealed in that day when every man will be judged according to the deeds written therein. God will repay every act of injustice done to the poor. Those who manifest indifference or disregard for the unfortunate must not expect to receive the blessing of him who declared, Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Matthew 25, verse 40. We are of different minds and capabilities. One man cannot carry the responsibility of correcting all other minds that do not coincide with his. The carrying out of such a plan would spoil the work of God. He places the workers in association with one another, that each may help the other. None should draw themselves apart because their fellow workers who are conscientiously acting their part are not following out their exact plans. The Lord brings different minds and characters together that he may bring unity out of diversity. The Savior, in his labors, had to deal with all classes of men and all characters, and his life was the daily lesson book of those with whom he came in contact. Let us bear this in mind. The Lord is testing us individually. Our motives are being held under close examination. In the past, there has been too much trust in argument. As the truths of the Word are taught, let the evangelist and the physician remember that he has a part to act in bringing about the fulfillment of that word. If they will work in faith and humble dependence upon God, many will be led to accept the evidence of the word and to obey Thus saith the Lord. I have written these words that they may suggest to you ways in which you may help others to act wisely. Now is our time and opportunity to work out God's plans in the earth.